In Juba, some South Sudanese say they are dismayed by the decision to extend the transitional government of national unity for 2 years and push elections back to December 2026 instead of holding them as expected late this year. In March 2022, the transitional government extended its life until December 2024 in what was called a roadmap for implementing the 2018 peace agreement. Min Gabriel, a resident of Nimra Talata residential area in Juba, says his hopes for electing the country's leaders are disrupted.
We need the elected government. The current government is a government of the parties to the agreement. And these parties to the agreement, what they prioritize is their interests, not the interests of the people of South Sudanese. If it is the interest of the people of South Sudanese, why they always extend after 2 years, they extend another extension. Even this extension to 2026, there will be another extension again. This extension is too much.
According to the presidency, the remaining month of the current transitional period will be used to mobilize funds to effectively implement the peace agreement. Zahara Said, a resident of the Gurei area, asks how the government will be able to complete the pending tasks after failing so many times.
The citizens who took it negatively had high hope in the elections in December. Even though no much preparations were done, they said the elections were the only hope for South Sudan. It will bring unity among the citizens. Now all our eyes, the whole world is looking at the president. Is he willing? We have been in transition after transition. Since South Sudan was born, we have been in transition. From 2005 to 2010, transition. From 2010, agreement after agreement after agreement. Now another one.
Folul Hawk, who lives in the Mangaten suburb, says his hopes for elections were shattered and he wants the government to focus on improving the welfare of its citizens.
The transition is not moving the way South Sudanese expected it, because South Sudanese want to live in a country where their life improves daily, not shrinking every time and every day. And please work on improving the security and the economy of our country. The rest of the things are secondary. We know how difficult it is implementing a peace that is not being funded by anyone, but it is our country. We have to take the responsibility. You must face the civil servant so that they serve the people of South Sudan.
Sebi Daniel, a resident of Lologo, says he was not surprised by the extension. He says President Salva Kiir and his 5 deputies should listen to their views.
I knew that there would never be election. With all this fracas, with all this noise and shuffling around, it is obvious that these leaders, the principals, they will devise other means of extending their rule. If they continue in this way, I think time and history will judge them. They should know that people know a lot about them and they can't deceive.
Martin Elia Lomoro, the Minister for Cabinet Affairs, said the election delay came after recommendations from electoral institutions and the security force. In addition, key tasks from the 2018 agreement have not been completed, including drafting a national constitution. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.